This is All Things Considered. I'm Ray Suarez.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Last weekend, after his triumph at the Masters golf tournament, 21-year-old Tiger Woods said, with some understatement, "I think now kids will think that golf is cool." Less than a week later, they already do. In New York, NPR's Melissa Block visited an after-school golf program at a Harlem elementary school where Tiger Woods is the new hero.
A dozen children gather after class on PS207's cramped asphalt playground on a gritty Harlem street corner. Around them, classmates are jumping rope, playing ball, working on a dance routine. But these third, fourth, and fifth graders tee up and start hitting plastic golf balls into a circle drawn in chalk on the pavement.
You want to make sure that your hands stay together and not scoot it down like this. See?
Ow, my finger.
A volunteer Class A golf pro is here, Tom Sutter, to teach the kids and inspire them. Tiger Woods has made his job easy.
When I came in on Monday, they were all asking me about Tiger Woods. There's no doubt it's a great motivational thing for them.
That's fourth grader Sierra Young, who shimmies and clowns around between putts, but when she's teeing up, she's dead serious.
I feel kind of nervous because I'm like Tiger Woods. I'm not exactly like him, but I feel like him because I can tell when he goes there, he acts very nervous, but he really gets it. See, that's why he's the champion. And when I grow up, I might be the champion.
Despite the clamor of police sirens and the Islamic call to prayer across the street, Dejana Evans says the key is to concentrate.
Be focused, be ready.
Excuse me.
She just likes it because the way she gets the club and she swings. That's why she likes it. That's why I like it.
Back up, shorty.
The rules of golf decorum clearly haven't sunk in here. There's a fist fight, dirty jokes, insults flung right and left, but also encouragement.
Raymond made his shots.
My brother, baby.
Raymond McNeil seems to be the only one here who's never seen Tiger Woods on TV. He doesn't even know what he looks like, but he's heard he's African-American. The golf he has seen on TV didn't appeal to him, but he signed up anyway.
My teacher told me he wanted to sign up for golf. I said, oh, that might be a good activity because it may seem corny on TV, but when I play it, it's good. And I guess it worked out. I'm sorry, but I'm up again.
Fifth grader James Carr also thought golf was boring, but seeing Tiger Woods changed his mind.
I think he's representing our people. As the first black man that I saw play golf. And he won the Masters tournament, yeah. I think I play well, too, the way I swing. I think I swing like a real pro, but I'm not sure. I don't know everything about golf yet.
In fact, James has only been playing for 3 weeks. The teacher here, Ernie Majinski, says for many of the children, Tiger Woods' age is as important as his race.
They talked about how young he was, how cool it looked to be on a golf course, even though they may not have had an understanding of what a golf course really looks like, but they thought everything about it looked cool.
Majinski says this week, after Tiger Woods' victory, about six more kids asked him if they could sign up for golf.
Nah, don't be distracting me like that. I get sensitive about that.
This program is run through New York's Metropolitan Professional Golfers Association at 5 inner-city elementary schools. The PGA has donated used clubs, some putting tracks. Later, they'll give out cards that let the children play free at public golf courses. But there are limited hours, and the kids will have to find transportation and an adult willing to go with them. No easy task.
Ricky Williams at putting. Shoulders high, bend the knees. Swing back. Ha! And miss.
This summer, Ernie Majinski has promised the children he'll take the best golfers out onto a real course. He started playing golf as a New York City kid and knows how transforming it is to get on the green, to feel the grass underfoot, and see that lush fairway stretching ahead. For now, these Harlem kids practice putting on asphalt. I'm Melissa Block in New York.
Now, he goes into his position, grabs it like a bird so he won't squeeze it too tight or too light so it can fly away. Swings back, hit it, and it goes in. It's so hot.